Hi, this is Rudy Gobert, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind.
Hello there. This is John Kiefer getting you caught up on tonight's action with your Jazz Game Rewind. The Utah Jazz collectively thought they would give all of Jazz Nation a heart attack by falling behind in the first quarter to a depleted Oklahoma City Thunder team, 31-14. They were down 17. And even without Jordan Clarkson, Joe Ingles, Royce O'Neal, you looked at the rosters and it still felt like the Jazz should easily just run away with this one. But not the case. The Jazz were not ready for the impact of Lu Dort, who scored a career-high 18 points in the first quarter and shot 4-for-4 from three. He was also terrific in guarding Donovan Mitchell. Something David Locke pointed out before the game is that Donovan, in the last two matchups versus the Thunder, has shot 7-for-25 when guarded by Lu Dort. And in that first quarter, Donovan only attempted two shots the entire game. The quarter, because he was being swallowed up by Lu Dort. Starting in place of Royce O'Neal, George Niang was the lone standout in that first quarter. He shot 4-for-5 from three to get 12 first quarter points and really kept this game from getting out of control. The Jazz still trailed 39-32 with about 7.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter, and that's where we're going to throw this down to David and Ron as the Jazz look to make a run to get back in the game.
Donovan was pretty absent in those 9 minutes. He took two shots, no assists, no rebounds, no steals, no blocks, no turnovers, no free throws. See if he has an impact on the game here. It's Mitchell with... This is interesting. Who's your two guard, Ron? Mitchell, Brantley, Bogdanović, Ilyasova, and Favors. Donovan powering into lane, goes and scores.
You think Brantley?
Must be. 20-8 run by the Jazz. Cutting it to 5. Ty Jerome, national champion winner, Virginia, gives that side to Mihailuk. Mihailuk drives on Bogdanović to the rack. Favors eradicates it. Donovan pulls it out of the air. Donovan with a high right-hand dribble and his neon teal shoes, crossing over, retreating back. Now comes off the pick to his right. Pulls back, swings to Ilyasova. Three ball straight away, no good. Rebound tapped, grabbed by Kendrick Williams, and Bogdanović reaches in to make a foul to stop the fast break. Bogdanović driving here. Ball fakes the defender, steps through, lays it up and in. What a night that was, Ron. You've been nice enough to give me a picture of Kobe waving to the crowd. I have it up in the office.
I have mine up in my office as well. And that is one of my favorite pictures that I have. We saw something special. A player that took 50 shots to get 60. The fans, how much the fans loved him. And just be one of the greatest ever. He'll always be talked about, I think, you know.
I think there's the greatest evers, and then there's the iconic figures that represent a period of time in the game. And I think Iverson fits that. I think Kobe then extended that even more. And the generations of players that are playing today, they're not Jordan's generation. They're Kobe's generation.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Donovan's unique in the sense that 45 is because of the number of Michael Jordan's baseball number. It's a little different. The rest of these guys grew up to be Kobe. Mihailuk drives by the defense and scores it. Excuse me, Ty Jerome does. 41-37. Here's Donovan, left side, falling to the ground. That's because he was tripped. Scrapes the right palm of his hand as it comes on the floor. You can hear it through our effects mic, the skin on that floor.
That picture, David, I put a lot of work into that. I mean, notice how the colors match
perfectly
and everything
framed,
is
yes.
Perfectly framed. Yeah.
Very well done. I'm very appreciative. I opened the conversation with a thank you. 41-37, Jazz by 4. Bogdanović right side, drives the lane, goes to the rack, met at the apex, and fouled.
He dunks with his left hand. You ever notice that? I've never seen him dunk with his right. So he dunks with his left hand.
Well, he went up with his right there, didn't he? Watch.
But he's goes not up with his left and then brings it back to his right.
Yeah, he's not about to be able to dunk that one. He just got fouled.
That's not that far away.
Is it hard to dunk with both hands, Ron? I wouldn't have a lot of experience in dunking.
Some players, some guys have more success with, you know, one hand or the other. Conley, you know, when he shoots that little runner, little float, it's always with his right hand. I don't care if he's going to his left. He shoots it with his right hand.
Bogdanović makes the free throws. The Jazz have whittled this down to two. Trailed by 17. Ty Jerome to the front court. They run a double stagger. He works to the right side. Brantley's on him nicely. Back out to Hall. Left side, it's Williams. New Orleans been around the NBA a little bit. Little jump hook inside, no good. Rebound Grant. Terrell's got point guard skills. He brings it to the front court. Jessup to Donovan. Donovan rises and fires for three. Jazz lead. Timeout, Oklahoma City. Took a while. 17 minutes to be attacked, but the Jazz have finally taken a one-point lead in our 42-41 on the Jazz Radio Network.
So the Jazz go on a 10-2 run to take back the lead. And overall in the second, we saw more of what we are accustomed to seeing as the Jazz outscored the Thunder 33-22 to take a two-point lead into the half. And then they opened up the second half on a 17-3 run to seemingly put this one away. But wait, here comes Lou Dort again. The Thunder went on a 23-5 run in the final 8 minutes to get the game back to single digits. It was too little too late, but you have to be impressed with Dort, who we know is a monster defensive player, but he's only 20 years old and just had a career high 42 points on 7 made threes.
Dort's career high in college, according to statistician Amanda Smith, was 33 against Utah State. So what is it about Utah that Dort likes so much? But he's got 30, career high 26 against the Jazz, career high 33 against Utah State, and now a career high 42 against the Jazz. Maybe he should sign in Utah.
The player of the game for the Utah Jazz is going to be Georges Niang. We mentioned his hot start in the first quarter, but in relief of Joe Ingles and Royce O'Neal, Niang finished the game with 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists.
Niang trailing for three, gets it. Mike Conley found him, and George has got 2-3, and it's 9-8 Oklahoma City. Niang, open three, left side. Good, George Niang's fourth in the first quarter. George Niang's got 12 of the Jazz, 22 points. Luckily, somehow, Matt Thomas got the rebound amongst three Jazz players as the other players didn't run down to rebound. Here's Niang, angle left, three in transition, good. 31-19 Thunder.
Lots of great stat lines tonight, though. In a game where Donovan Mitchell really struggled, multiple Jazz players stepped up. Bojan Bogdanović continued his solid play as of late with 23 points, including 10 for 10 from the free throw line. He was real aggressive. Rudy Gobert dropped 13 points, 14 rebounds, and then had 7 blocks as players just continually try to test Rudy Gobert at the rim.
Wipes both hands. Rudy kind of says something to him. Inbound to the corner. Robbie for three. No good. Gets his own rebound. Drives into Gobert. Misses again. Gets it again. Ball fakes three times. Rudy waits for him to go up and spikes it. Rudy was like playing cat and mouse, and he was not the cat. Kendrick Williams to the rim. Rudy is there. And the monster growls and blocks another shot. Driving to the basket. Roby. Here comes Gobert, and he got another bite out of another one. Rudy Gobert is now just toying with him. 6 block shots. Niang, right side three. Good. Check it. 7 block shots for Rudy Gobert.
And Mike Conley had 15 points and a career-high 14 assists. So great to see other players stepping up as Donovan Mitchell struggled. The Jazz will now get 2 nights off, which is a rare thing this season. So the next chance you get to see the Jazz will be against the Indiana Pacers on Friday night. As always, you can listen to David Locke and Ron Boone live on the call through the Utah Jazz radio app. And for all your Jazz game news and notes, subscribe to the Locked On Jazz podcast and the Utah Jazz radio podcast. And visit LockedOnJazz.net. This has been John Kiefer with your Jazz Game Rewind.